KOA News Time, 6:55. Now on Colorado's Morning News, despite relatively good news in terms of consumer price inflation, the Federal Reserve still likely to continue forward with the rate hikes.
Albeit those hikes looking to be smaller than in months past, signaling that we aren't in the clear just yet. And joining us now to give his perspective, of course, it's our friend Jay Ratliff of DayTradeFund.com. Jay, as always, appreciate you coming on with this. I know you've been watching the Fed Chair, Jerome Powell, very much and closely, and he seems to be aware of their own mistakes that the Fed made, you know, historically in the 70s, meaning interest rate hikes will probably resume. But what is he taking from the 70s that he can put forward now as to what to do and what not to do?
Well, in the 70s, what we had was a concern over rising inflation, and the Fed stepped in and started doing things similar to what we're seeing now as far as a rise of interest rates. They were making progress and took their foot off the accelerator. And what ended up happening after that, inflation took off to double-digit levels. And the thought is, we are not going to be in a position where we're going to allow that to happen again. Because even though we start having some indicators that are pointing in the right direction, and again, I want to stress that those, to me, are initial indicators, there's still a great deal of concern because we're not at that 2% inflation level yet. We're headed in that direction, and it's a very slow progression in that direction indeed. But Fed Chairman Powell, who already has acknowledged, and we've discussed it extensively, how he admitted that the Fed this round was late to the party, where they thought the inflation was going to be transitory, not a big issue, temporary, here and gone, and it's been anything but. So what they've been doing has worked, and they did pause things as far as interest rate hikes in June, but I certainly expect a 25 basis point increase in July and maybe one more before the end of the year. But to me, the idea that this pause is going to continue for several months, I simply don't see the evidence there that supports that kind of a position.
Jay, let's talk about how we've had a busy week here when it comes to corporate earnings. And another message yesterday from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen reiterating that she's not anticipating a U.S. recession. So what are we looking at this week when after those remarks and just looking forward in the trading?
One of the things that investors are looking at closely is not only the earnings, obviously coming off of the second quarter, but the projections as far as the future guidance. That's going to be, to me, what's going to tell the story as far as what the companies are looking for. It's one thing to see what their performance has been, but when you see what these companies are anticipating from an economic standpoint and a demand standpoint in the third quarter and beyond, I think that's what's going to tell the biggest story. The idea that a recession has not really caught up to us, which is good. The idea that we've had a lot of indicators with regards to things moving in the right direction, there's still a great deal of concern. And of course, my biggest concern continues to be as we go through this summer into the early fall is the corporate real estate issues that start to come due, where you've got a lot of these corporate buildings that are sitting empty, and a lot of those loans could be defaulted on. And who's holding a lot of those? The small regional banks right now that can't afford that kind of additional risk. And that, to me, is one of the biggest issues as we have moving forward, which is one of the other reasons I think it's important for the Fed to continue doing what they're doing, just to make sure that we're well prepared if we have another little bump in the road.
In wrapping up with you, Jay, is there any other indicator that's out there that, again, tells you we're doing okay? Is there one other analytic we maybe don't discuss with that we can understand a little better to say this is the telltale sign if we are fully through this or if we still have some growth and some climbing to do?
One of the things I look at is the single home sales, as far as the numbers we have. And the last one that I reviewed was May, but May was the third month in a row, Marty, where we've seen an increase in the number of single family homes. And what that indicates is that the housing market has started to rebound. I don't know if three consecutive months makes a trend, but to me, that's something that is certainly good news. I'll be anxious to see what the June numbers are as we continue to move forward, because there's a large degree of what the health is of the economy and consumers when you're looking at those kinds of numbers. And that would be certainly great to see if that trend continues for us.
President of DayTradeFund.com, Jay Ratliff. Jay, thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a good day.
We'll have the news coming up at 7 o'clock, but right now we're checking the drive and the latest on that with Dave Hunter.